holding a kuf and gimel and aleph. The bottom line, Rashi. Hi, Adam. Samur said that. So why are we, do we choose? We have a choice between the chereshet of a katan and the chamor. We choose the chamor because these are ma'isa. These are people. There are such something similar to them, which is, has mitzvahs. Also, the chlufe, and the chances of a person by mistake giving it to someone who's chayv mitzvahs, by allowing someone who's not chayv mitzvahs, is weighs more than the issue of putting on the chamor. So we'd rather give it to the chamor. The more says you have a choice to the chereshet and the shaita, you give it to the shaita. The shaita yoyev, give it to the shaita. The less lay das klal, he has no understanding. Abacherish. The Mora says that a cherish has a low functioning level of das, but he has das. So we give a preference to that. Truma's cherish is losay to the chulin. Avi truma, it's considered truma le'eser lezorim, to be considered prohibited for non-kahanim to eat. But v'yachsav yitrim hapikeach a cherish. But to be careful, we have to do a second time. Shehusafik, itas sulusahi. If his das is considered a clear mind, and therefore his truma is valid, ilo or not. So he did. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yisrael Neimer, Rabbi Elazar holds that the cherish has some level of das. Tomorrow, what's enough? You have a choice in the cherish and the kata, and the crunchable yes, you have to be machmer. So, shusavik yidat slutzahi iloi. But Yitzchok vare, the kata and yoivle. Definitely, you have to give it to the kata. The la bar mitzahu. He mitzah, so he has not. He has clearly no chiyah mitzahs. But the cherish, the sofik chayiv mitzahs. Whereas the cherish is potentially yes, chayiv mitzahs, it's a possibility. The kata, on the other hand, is not chayiv at all, so obviously you give it to the katan. The shaila is, Aliva the Rabbanan. Dami lav daita silsahi. It's not considered a clear understanding. When you mitzvah it's a real katan, we deal with him like a katan. So now we have an argument that may be one way or the other. So where did Rabbanan say that? So, because five, the chuma is not chuma. The term is Shana Shaloi, Bala Rishus. He does without being given the right to do it. They see it to us, Zarecho, has to be yours. Kershat of Koton, they're not valid. They see Rosh Hashanah Yibet Olibai, Sheesh Lo Lev Lehis Nadev. So he has the ability to understand, Lev, the understanding. To be able to make this decision to give. That's Yushami's explanation for the source of Chereshet V'Katan. And the Nokri who does it even with Rishus. Philip Rishus, the Shlichus Mehecha Is Rabbi. What's the source that Shlichus works by Truma, works in general? The Pasuk in the Morning Kedushan Mem Aleph and Beis, you learn out from it, says the word Gam. Came through Mu'atem, would have been sufficient. What's the word Gam? The Rabbah is Shluchachem. It's coming to Marba that a Shliach also works. But it says, the Pasuk equates, puts the two together in the same Pasuk, Gam Atem, to Marba the Shliach, to tell you that we learn Ma'atem b'nei bris, av Shluchachem b'nei bris. Just like the Shliach has to, the Torah generated a concept called Shlichus for somebody who's a member of Klal Yisrael. The Morris says, if none of these options are available, what do you do? So, the Morris answered, the Rizuk said, there is another solution of how to save the kiss. But they didn't want to say it. The Morris says, why don't they want to say it? By my Lerotza, like Aloysa, Lahalan Divri Torah, to keep words of Torah hidden, that doesn't make sense. The answer is Kvod Elokim Hester Dabur. Mutala Hastu Dibri Torah L'Kvod Shemayim. If we felt that the Kvod Shemayim would be protected or enhanced by not saying this halacha, we would not say the halacha. You want to recognize of the human being, you don't hide it, but rather you should look into it, and that's how you understand the kavod of a human being. So what is it? It's the heter going list of daladamas, which the potential for going too far is very dangerous. That's a chazal permitted it, but they were not comfortable just revealing it. Okay. Tanya.
When it's talking about the katan, does it mention at any point chinuch? You're teaching the child improper habits, which I presume wouldn't occur in the shoto.
It doesn't. I mean, the more just presents the question as. Because the katan eventually will become the chaldas. Now, if you want to explain that to mean that we're concerned about bad habits he's learning, the Gemara could have said it much more explicitly. Pashas, that means as a chaldas. So, regards to the level of das that the child has, we deal with it as a higher level because he's eventually going to become a full fledged das. So, his responsibility and misses is greater right now. And it's not a chinuch concept. In general, you're right, we would be machmer on that. Chazal were being mekel for the because of this concern of a person not saving his money. So I don't know why they didn't mention the chinuch, but that, it's a question. I mean, you'd have to refine the question because the chinuch only applies to a father. So in the case of a father and a son, maybe you'd have like, you know, the more should raise the question. Tanya, what brings a price? So you remember we had back in the first parak that the Yudches Dover, which they instituted on the day they went up to the Beis Shammai, was more than Beis Hillel, and they instituted Yudches Dover 18 things. The last one was Nesin Kisil Nachri. Right? Now that I mention it, sounds familiar, right? Back in the first parak. So, Satan Yerbeliezer Armor Babayam Godshu saw, Rishu Armor Babayam Machaku saw. So, Yerbeliezer says that they went over the limit and they were makel too much. They went far, but it was not, you know, it was a nice plump amount. So that they sort of like when you smooth off the top, when you measure it and you smooth off the top, that's called being mechikit. So he felt that they went too far. Okay, so where it says Tanya Moshel the Eliezer the Mahadavar Dema. Kind of Eliezer, what do you compare this to? The Kuba Malay Kishuan Mediluin. So it's full of Kishuan Diluin, which is your gourds. And Adam Lesson the Soicha. Chardel, you put in mustard seed. V'machzekes, it can hold it. There's room in between for it to hold on to the chardel. So you have the ikar Torah, and you added in these derbonans. You filled up the gaps, and there's room for it. Mustard of Yeshua, the mild every time. Areva de Meleya Devash, so it's full of honey already. You put in these other big things, so some of the dvash falls out. So, okay. Let's see Rashi. Baba Yem Kachusa. Yem Shalul Aliyas Chananya Ben Chizkiya. Because Yud Chester, the Institute of these 18 things. Zu Achaz Mein Hoy. So this is one of them. Kirmin and Perakama. And there's in Kisul and Nakri. See, this halacha that you can give your keys to the Nakri was instituted then. Which means, till that point in time, what the person would do was doing less than Dalai Lamas. And they said, well, don't do that. Give it to the Nakri instead. If there's a goy, you give it to the goy instead. They created a siyag for the Torah in a good measure. It was a good move that they did, that they instituted this halacha that you should give it to the goy instead. They measured it off two flats. They made too much of a gzeira. And people will not be able to deal with that. And what's wrong with that? So instead of keeping the rabbanon, they end up doing a variation of the raisa level. Nim says midosim mechuka mitfifasa. So that which it was overflowing before has now been totally smoothed off. Tov ha'yol lehem like lios midosim tfufa b'lovely day mechak mirav gudsha. It better should have been a little bit over than going more and then taking the whole thing off. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, behemoth mechazekes, es achardel, so it holds the mustard. Shenoyful achardel ben hakishuin, so it has space in between the kishuin, melons, okay. Afkan yofa tiknu v'hosivu dover hamiskayim. So they added in something which works, it fits. But Rabbi Yeshua said, "Behimekia esadavash shahayibar rishon." If you put in these other things, so the honey which is there first comes out. Af elu overall sayedeg zerosam germa laver. They made things worse. The shemelo yamin esanachri. You won't trust the goy. The emel material halichas pachas pachsamiar ba'amis. If there's a goy around, and one of them at asmal money, he's not going to leave his money there. We're afraid of. So next thing you know, so listen, this I can't do, that I shouldn't do. This what they want me to do, I don't want to do. What I want to do, they don't want me to do. So forget it. Well, so three dollar amas, I'll carry dollar amas. So it wasn't a good move. That's how Rashi learns.
So I guess the physical location is within the tomb of the town or city, but there's no eruv.
No, even without tomb, you could give it to the goy.
Well, yes, without tomb, you give it to the goy.
But regards to the Yisrael himself, in a case where he's in a situation which is not safe, Chazal made certain kulas when it comes to tomb. So he could continue going, but he would go pachas pachas b'dalaramas. Okay, Amar Mar, any moynachri. We said before in the brayse, any moynachri manicha lachamor. He doesn't go with him. I'm sorry, you have in the Mishnah. It says if you put on the chamor, yeah.
If I may, we earlier said that Amida was like hanacha.
Right.
So does he have to put it down, or can he just stop? That's full stop, stop.
Right, so it's referred in halacha that he should put it down, because the stop over here, which is considered like a halacha, but since if you're stopping, just as a hechad to continue going, so remember we had it before in the first parak, the amida l'kasef is not considered a halacha. Amida l'fush is considered, but amida l'kasef is not. So to adjust it, etc., is not. So this is like a generated amida lefush. It's not really amida lefush, because I'm not just stopping because I want to go again in a second. So it's not really an amida, because I'm here to rest now. So that's why it's better to actually, if the person is actually better either to put the item down or the person should sit down. So then it's an amida. You actually, but the mice make, we're some if a person can't do that too long, etc. So he would just stop totally. Okay. Amar Mar. If there's no goy with him, so you put it on top of the chamor. How can that be? Well, the mechamer, you're doing the melacha of the isra of mechamer. But Rachman Amar loisasakom melacha. There are two isra when it comes to an animal on Shabbos. There's one isra which is shvisas behemtoi, that a person's behema cannot do work on Shabbos. There's another isra called mechamer. Mechamer is that even if it's not your animal, you can't be involved in having the process of an animal doing work for you. Like leading an animal while it's doing work, having the animal do work for you directly, that's an isser, which is independent of the isser, she's a baptist. That's called the malach of mechamer. Mechamer was when the person would be leading the chamor, that's called mechamer. So you're leading this chamor, which is carrying. So you're every issa deraisa. So we're trying to save the person from doing avera. It's not chayv skila, but it's issa deraisa. So how are we allowed to be mad to that? So Amar Rebbe Adav Rava, the answer is manicha aleha kashihi maleches. You hold the item. The animal starts walking, and then you put it on the animal's back. So there was no akira, because the animal's already in motion. The same way with your person, that when you have the item and you start walking, that's considered the akira, the act of akira. So we hear that by the animal the same thing. So it's already moved in motion, and then you put it on the animal, so it's not considered melacha deraisa. Mor says, okay. And then the animal goes. And Mor says, the problem is, at some point in time, it's going to stop. The animal will stop to relieve itself. And the animal will stop. Then it'll start going again, so that's a new akira. Some more answers. Kashima lechas minicholel. Kashima omedes not lahemeno. So you make sure to pick it up. You guess if you know your animal, you know when it has that gleam in its eye, it's about to stop. You pick it up off the back of the animal before it stops. Some more says yehalcha filo chaverinam. So why are we doing this with an animal? If you have two people, you would have the. A would have B start walking, and then give it to B, and then before B stops, take it back from him. So there wasn't any of deraisa, the rabbanon. We're being not to the rabbanons over here. So what's the? They're both isurim deraisa. You're not to this one. You're not to that one. Like what's the difference? Some are proper like this. Kol shebegufay chayiv chatis. Bechaver potter abal oser. Kol shechaver potter abal oser bechamor is mutar lechatchila. So if the person would do the whole process, kira dalaramis hanocha, he'd be chayiv chatis. So Chazal came along and said, vis-a-vis the your chaver, you deal with it as it's two people did it. That's what we had in the first parish. That's also the Rabbanon. And they weren't mad to that. But by the case of when it comes to the Chamor, they were mad to it. I'm not sure he answered the question. I mean, he's just saying that's the rule. But, okay, it's a fact that that's how Chazal dealt with it. Okay. Jack Rashi. The act of leading an animal which is loaded is called mechamer. Rachmona Amar Lo Yisasuk HaMalacha Tov V'Hem Tucho V'Ezeh Ostam Malacha Suya Yirei Shneihem. So there's a malacha which is done, it's called Atov V'Hem Tucho. What malacha is done to the two people together, to the two together, the Adam and the Behemoth. Zuhi, this is it. She tahuna b'humakamer. So it's done. The animal is loaded, and the person is leading it. That's called that you and the animal are doing a malacha together. That's called makam. Interesting question. How is it with choresh? At first glance, would be the same thing. This Ramban later on, Kuflan Dalad, that says, he's differentiating between the different malachas. That some malachas, if you do it with the animal, if the animal becomes the machine which you do the malacha with, it's called you did the malacha. So he says, in the case where you have the plow, and you're leading the animal, and you're directing it, and making sure that the plow is on the ground, etc. Even though you didn't push it in the ground, do anything, the animal pulled it. Your chayiv chatos is, that's called a person's maisa. Person's using the power of the animal to do something, but he's doing it. It's like using a machine. Now, so one says, "Hani by chamor, you're using the power of the chamor to carry." See, so he said, it seems to be like, that you're more hovering over it, he says, and you're directing it, etc. So that becomes more your mice, you're using it over there. I don't know how you draw the line 100% when you say it, when you don't say that. That's Ramban later on. Once it started moving, the lava kiri, he said, at that point in time when it's moving, it's not considered a kiri. If somebody else loaded it onto the person, if the person was walking when he loaded, it's not called a kira. Even the adam lemechayev bechatas, the person wouldn't be a chayev chatas. Can't gavlin in such a fashion. Kan muter the chanami malacha k'siv b'holav malacha. This is not called malacha. It has to. The chamer is one of the lamates malachas. This wasn't one of the lamates malachas. The Morris says, but if the animal is going to stop and go. When it starts going again, there'll be an akira, and when it stops, there'll be an anocha. So my answer is no. Before it stops, you take it off. Then when it starts going again, you put it on after it started going. Can you do it with another person? Kiman the lavi sura the raisahi, so gabi kis shori, which you mounted by the case of the kiss. So Mur says no. Kosher guba chayiv chatas. Kiavulei iu kulei. If the person does the whole thing, it's a chayiv chatas. Again, Maravad al Ram says it's a rabbin. Person goes al Ram is that's a chayiv the raisa. I feel akram in oritz derech halichas. Even if you picked it up from the ground as you're moving, he's chayiv. Because you picked it up. The only case the Moor says that the only chayiv if the person actually stops and is a case where elbaton either he was already on the person from beforehand and he just keeps walking, so there was never a kiran shop. So then he only be chayiv if he stops, and then he's arikir again, or somebody else put it on him. So he didn't pick up this chayvus. He wasn't the one who moved the chayvus from his place. So he'd only be chayv if he stops and then goes again. But if he picks it up from the ground as he's going, he picked it up. So that's b'chiyav chathas for him. So somebody else does it for him. It's two people doing a malacha. They weren't matter that he said the rabbanon of shnayim shosu by kiss. So the Moraj is telling me that's a fact. Amar Avada Barav. It's out there first wide line of the Gemara. If he lost it, he has his pack on his back. Just 1 second. So, back in this piece, when the Morris Kasha was, it's Mechamer, so there has to be the case was that all took place on Shabbos. The Kiran Anoch was all taking place on Shabbos. Otherwise, if it was from before Shabbos, there was no Akira. So the Morris Kasha, it's Mechamer. Why is it Mechamer? It's only half a Malacha. So the Pasha of Morris Kasha was that the whole thing took place on Shabbos. So we're talking about a case in the Mishnah, the whole thing took place on Shabbos. Rashi says, Nosek Kisla Nochi, Miba'od Yoim. We said that Rashi doesn't mean only Miba'od Yoim, it means even Miba'od Yoim, we have this. But the Chazal were making also on Shabbos. It's also Miba'od Yoim, if you have an option. Because I would make it to do it on Shabbos also. In this case, if you do it on Shabbos, it's Mecham.
You've changed the sense of onus or bidivad or some level of exculpatory situation to one where it's all on Shabbat, it's all intentional.
What do you mean by intentional?
If it's all on Shabbat, you're starting off.
No, the person was traveling and he has his item with him. Shabbos ready, took it, ready, started. He still has his item. What does he do? So Chazal Meikel. He can't stay there overnight. So Chazal Meikel, that he could give it to the goy. He didn't give it to the goy before Shabbos, give it to the goy on Shabbos. It wasn't like he traveled out from his house on Shabbos.
So it doesn't have to give it over before Shabbat.
I mean, he does have to, but if he didn't, Chazal didn't say you can't give it on Shabbat.
And we're also, I guess, presumably, right, because he could have stopped since Shabbat started, provided he put the item down and picked it back up, and each time didn't go more than Galar Amo. Took Galar Amo, gave it to the boy.
Yeah. Amar Rav Abraham, Ha'isach HaVilosim Menachas Lo Yaksefa, it's Erev Shabbos, and he has it, he's walking, he has this pack on his back. So the Akira was done from before Shabbos. So the Chazal were Mekel, big cool over here, Rots Tachteach Magia Lebesa. We allow the person to run with the pack all the way home. Where it says, Dafka Rots, the person is required, he must run. I will call you to go slowly, low, not. My time, why? Kim and the less they had kira, also the mebed akira ba'anocha. If the person goes the regular pace, he's going to forget, he's going to stop, and then he's going to start again. But if we're mechayiv him that he has to run the whole way, that's not. Why am I running? Shaytan, not allowed to stop. Selat is the reminder that he's not allowed to stop. Okay, now, Moses says, Kimoto. So if Sav Kimoto Lebese, Yavshalaka Kai Put. When he gets to his house, he's gonna have to stop. Because my eye over Shizar Rabban Shizar Yachid. So when he stops, so the Dalai Lama is probably fine. But he didn't do a kira on Shabbos, he did a kira before Shabbos. He did a noch on Shabbos, he did a noch on Shabbos. Okay. Problem is at this point, see if he runs into the house, the door is wide open, he runs straight in. So the kira for the malacha dalat amos you need a kira nanocha. For the malacha of hachnas you also need a kira nanocha. Well, the kira was from before Shabbos, but if he stops and then he goes into the house, you're doing a kira on Shabbos and then hanocha inside on Shabbos. That's a chiyuv deraisa. The more answers the zarek lekalach yadi. He throws it in because our mekel he should throw it in with a shinoi. They were back to that Rabbanan. Okay.
So will this be a reason to build a Makom Patur accessible from both the house and outside? Makom Patur accessible from both the house and outside.
I guess you could do that.
A window ledge might be that small.
Window ledge is part of the house. Right. Again, the chachila, we don't allow a person to go to do that transfer, but over here we make it. Right. This Gemara is the source, by the way, of the issue of how you deal with the person found something in his pocket on Shabbos. So, well, you know, if there was never, if a person hadn't stopped, so there was no, I mean, so the care was done without any awareness at all. So it's not at least according to some places when we deal with it, as if there was no shema kir because he had no knowledge. It's not a melach of a shaygay. Abichal had no knowledge that the item is there. It's like a misasik vis-a-vis the akira. So it doesn't have a shema kira. So I deal with it. The only issue is that there's a potential for halacha, so I have to address it by running, etc. That's that's one approach to that issue. Rashi, he has it on his back, this pack on his back, and became Shabbos already. He doesn't stop to rest. So won't be in a hanocha, and then a new akira when he starts again. There's no akira. The akira is from before Shabbos. He can't go koli mat mat a little by little. Clear benachas. He can't go slowly. The afraid he'll forget. The member akira benachas do akira benacha. Clear the zimin the koi v'labedaiti. He won't realize he's going to stop and then go again. Our rot hekeri ikah. But the fact that he has to run that reminds him that he can't stop. You throw it in kalach yad. Look at there, zrika. Go and make seifa v'lachur. If you like throw it off your back, so that's not normal. So that chazar made glum. Okay. Then we're going to go back to mechamer. Back to the gemara. Amar Rabbi Baruchama. So Rambam Chama holds that Mechamer is the same pasuk, the same way you're chayiv skila, Melechas Mechamer is also chayiv skila. My time of Omer Rabba Damer Krolos has to come Melechas Tova Hemtecha. Behemta Dumi Didei, Behemta is similar to the person. Mahu b'shagi chayv chatus b'meizid chayv skila. Af behem tonai b'shagi chayv chatus b'meizid chayv skila. So the Torah puts it together one pasuk. They both have the same halacha. So that's how Rabbah understands, explains Rambam Chacham. Now the gears that we react on the side is Rabbah. Over Rabbah. Rabbi comes along with Rabbi's Talmud and says, "Shtei tuvos with the rabbi. I have two problems with this. I have two responses to this. Chad to see the terachas yelochem lo yiseh bishkagob. Vanever sheshetase biyod Roma. So the pasuk discusses shogeg, and then it discusses the person who did it biyod Roma with a distinct attitude that he's doing it." These psukim, it says Tara Achas, and the Nebuchadnezzar Yidas to be at Roma is referring to Avodah Zarah. It says Tara Ach Tara, so Hukshu Kol Tara Kula Avodah Zarah. So Ma Avodah Zarah the Ovid Ma'aseh Begufei. Hachanami Adavin Ma'aseh Begufei. It has to be the person himself doing it, not the animal doing it. So over here the same thing. You can't be Chayiv Chatos with the post of Chayiv Chatos. Unless the person did it himself. Void tonight, Hamachal is a Shabbos. With Rabbi Shachiyav and Al Shigos a Chatos, the Zonah Karvus. So it talked about being Machal Shabbos for something which is a Chiyav Skila. So, as opposed to what? I mean, the more I was discussing being Machal Shabbos the Raisa. On such a thing, which is a chiyuv skila, it means apparently that shaykh in the case of mechal Shabbos deraisa, something which is a thing which is not a chiyuv skila. Mechal deika midi the ain chiyuv al shigos echatz was lo zanos skila. My new, what else could it be? Lav The mechamer, isn't it mechamer? Well, says no. Tchumen valiva de Rebekiva. One option is according to Rebekiva that tchumen are deraisa, but they're not a chiv skill. A person walks past tchum deraisa, which is quite long. Oops, it's 12 mil, three parsa. But there is an issa of walking past the tchum according to Rebekiva. So that's the case of the chiv chilul Shabbos, was not a chiv skila. Or the havar leave the Rabbi Yossi. We had Rabbi Yossi who learned l'svar eish b'chol moshav zechem yema Shabbos, the getting of parshas of Yaakov. Why the Torah single out havara? So there's a chalukah between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson said it singled it out to teach us that this just one malach alone is enough to be chayiv the chiv of korban chatas. And we learn from there that each one of the malachas alone is chayiv chatas, not that you didn't do all the malachas together. That's Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yaakov said, Rabbi Yossi says that Torah wrote havara, the malacha making a fire, to indicate that it's not a chayiv chatas. Rabbi Yossi. Okay. I corrected myself. That's Rabbi Yossi. Yeah. Now, Razid Masni Hachi. This statement of the Rambam Chama, which we started with, Mechamer Achabento is Chayev Chiyev Skila Chatas and Skila. See, he has it a little bit differently. Amar Rambam Chama, Mechamer Achabento B'Shabbos is Einu Chayev Chatas. B'Meizid is Chayev Skila. It's a Chiyev Skila, but it's not a Chiyev Chatas. So Mosi Rabba, Rabba asked the question of this. Mechal was a Shabbos, but there was a Chiyavanol, Shigos a Chattas. Chiyavanol's done a Skila. So we have a Braisa, which says that the Chiyav Skila and the Chiyav Chattas go together. Ein Chiyavanol, Shigos a Chattas. Ein Chiyavanol's done a Skila. So it seems to indicate that the two go, if you're not Chayav Chattas for the Shaykh, you're not Chayav a Skila for the Mezit. So how can you switch it to him and tell me there's no chiyuv chatas, there's a chiyuv skila? So versus miktani, this inference that you're saying, ha'ein chayavin, that inference is not written there. It doesn't say that. So I write to say the following: ha'chikamer, davar shechayavin al shigos chatas. That's clear. Anything which is a chiyuv chatas is also a chiyuv skila. It doesn't mean to say there are things which are not a chiyuv chatas, which are. It doesn't preclude non chiyuv chatas are yes chiyuv skila. It's coming to include that all chiyuv chatas are yes chayiv skila, and there might be some things which are chayiv skila without being chayiv chatas. So your inference is not correct. That would be the exception. Rashi, Shagig, six lines on the bottom, at the end of the line, Shagig b'malacha shu'esa levada. Person does the malacha by himself, etc., as opposed to with the animal. So he does it with the animal. He's also chay. So af behemto, af malacha. I get behemto. The hanu mechaber achachemor tuna. The Torah compares it to. Just like he's chayv chatas and skila, so the animal, he deals with the animal, he's also chayv chatas and skila. So Rabbi says, shtei tumas v'davar. Chadad l'ksiv, terach z'yelochem, lo yiseh b'shakab. So we darshan, lo yiseh b'shakab, he's doing it. Adobim ma'yiseh v'gufei, k'ksiv lo yiseh b'shakab. V'achal lo yiseh, ob'im locha, He's not doing it. El Adibur Ba'alma, he's directing the animal with his, just by saying something, let's say. Shamanic Bekol, he's directing it with his voice. Harei the Bishargi ain't a Chayiv Korban. So it says, Beferish, the Pasuk says, you're not Chayiv Korban. Void, the Kamarta Nami Bemez the Chayiv Skila, it's also cash, it's also difficult. That Nam is in heaven. Gabi Niskol, it says, what are the Niskol? Hamachal Shabbos is Niskol. Person Michal Shabbos gets skila. Im chila b'davar shchiyavin al shigos chatas was in a skila. Only if you were Michal and such a thing which is chayav chatas, then it's a chiyav skila. Michal dika chilo, the chiyavin al shigos chatas was in a skila, which indicates those things which are not chilo Shabbos. They're raisa, but they're not chilo Shabbos of chiyav skila. So what is that? It's mechamer. The Moshe says no. It's tchumah liber de rekiyav. The amri damer de raisa nino tchumah de raisa. If I'm a Michalos, it's considered a person in Michalos Shabbos. Miu ein chayav and loy ashigos echatos, but it's not chayav any korban and skila. Or havara leave the biyosu the very kol gadol havara the lav yosus. The Torah singled out havara and mentioned it separately to tell you it's not chayav skill like everything else. It's only chayav a lot. Rezin masna lahadar mechom mahaki. He has a mechom's version a little bit differently. That ain chayiv chatas. If you don't mean zara, the ad obi ma'aser gufei. You're right. It comes the chayiv chatas. We learn from avodah zara. It has to be the person doing it himself. Abu meizah chayiv skila mekeisha that tov behemtuch adaleil. But the pasuk equates it to a chayiv skila. There is. So the more says the chayiv have arrived from the price, it indicates not like that. That the two are dependent. The Morris is back. Miktani hachti yuka the kinnan. It doesn't say explicitly in the brayse of this inference that you're saying. Ha'ein chayavan. If you're not chayav chatas, you're not chayav skila. It doesn't say that. So if so, I have a right to say duma hachi gomar. So maybe it means something else. I'm a chalav b'davrish chayavan al shigos chatas chayavan al skila. That is clear. Any chayav chatas is also chayav skila. It's possible someone's not a chayav chatas, which is still chayav skila. What's the case where there's no chiyav chatas, but there is a chiyav skila? Mechamer. So that's what Rechom is in. He'll say that's the case of Mechamer. Rava Achua the Rav Mar Baruch Hu, Varmelo Avua the Rav Mar Baruch Hu. So this person, whoever he was, so he says like this. Lelishna Basra Kosher. According to the second version of the Chiyav Skila, not Chiyav Chatas, but Chiyav Skila. So it's going to be difficult the following story. Kasha Hode Rav, Akshere the Rav, Mori Bar Rochel, Umanya Mepurse the Bavel. I think it means that he was given this job over here, which would involve that he had to do mechamer on Shabbos. So he has skila. How did he do it? So more says Dilma Treyvim Mor Baruchel Havu. There was another one which wasn't the person who was doing, you know, keeping the lachos that the Rav said. Havimasal Hoshmaitz Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan Liptur. And he would follow the version that Rabbi Yochanan said that the lachos of the person is potter. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mecham Racha Behemta B'Shabbos is Patur Miklum. B'Shagel Mechayiv Chatos. The Hukshe called Torah Kula Lavud Azorah. He didn't do it. It's not Chayiv Chatos. B'Meizid Namel Mechayiv. It's not Chayiv B'Skila either. It's not a Mechal Shal Shabbos. B'Dav Shachiyav Al Shigos Al Chatos. So if it's Mechal and someone is Chayiv Chatos, then that's when Chayiv Al Dana Skila. Ein Chayiv Al Shigos Al Chatos. Ein Chayiv Al Dana Skila. Okay, so Beled Mechayiv for the malach of the lav which he has. So he takes it a step further. The lav nami lo mechayiv. The habile lav shenitin lazoras misis bezdin. The whole lav shenitin lazoras misis bezdin ain't loikin a lav. So, when the Torah writes a lav, the assumed punishment for the lav is malchus, unless the Torah writes otherwise. Hey, Torah comes along and writes, no, the punishment for this lav is skila. The Torah took this lav out of the rule of malchus to put it into the chiyuv skila. Now he's mechal in a way which he does the lav in a way which is not chiyuv skila. So it's chiyuv malchus. No, the Torah wrote that the punishment for this lav is skila. In a certain case, they don't get skill, they don't get anything. There's no punishment at all. And that's the rule called law, which in Nitlan serves Mises Bezdin. If you're Mechal in a way where there's no Mises Bezdin, you don't get anything at all. I have a feeling on Dermer Loik, which holds that they do get Malchus. So, Litrachmana Loisasa Komalocha Ubehemtacha Atol Amali. Who near the Mechayiv? Behemta lo Mechayiv. He does the Malacha through the Behema. It's not a lav which the Torah gives you, Malchus. The Torah stresses, L'sazakom Malacha u'behemtecha. What's the word atah? It's stressing, L'sazakom Malacha atah. If you do it, then you're Chayiv, you're over the lav. U'behemtecha, and behemta is awesome. It's not Chayiv a lav. So that would be the... how that's excluded from a punishment. Okay, so tomorrow.